Hello and welcome to my training. My name is Chuck Holmes. I'm a network marketing professional. What I want to do in today's video is share some of my best tips for handling and managing burnout in your network marketing business. Now, burnout can happen to anyone. If you talk to any teacher, entrepreneur, spouse, person in a corporate career, everyone experiences burnout at some point. Why? Because we do the same thing over and over. We're working hard, we're being consistent, and sometimes the tasks that we do, they just wear us down and they burn us out. So what I want to do in the rest of this training is help you minimize burnout, help you avoid it if possible, and you can follow along with me as I go through some of these tips. But the first one is to set realistic goals. I see a lot of people come into our industry and they set these wild, crazy goals that don't align with their skills, their work ethic, or the time that they're going to put in their business. So once you set some goals for your business, get with your coach and have them be the voice of reason with you to make sure that the things you're trying to do are actually realistic based off the things I just said, your skills, your work ethic, your time available. The next is time management. You have to learn how to work smart in this business. It's not about putting in long hours. It's about being efficient. It's about being productive, maintaining a balance. What I like to do is I like to have a daily to-do list for my business, 3, 4, 5 key things that I want to do each day. As long as I do those, I'm done working for the day. I feel good regardless of what the results were. The next one is self-care. And this is something I've struggled with over the past maybe 6, 7 years. I put on some weight. My health has kind of gone downhill because I neglected this area, and I don't want you to make the same mistake that I did. So make sure that you're getting enough sleep. Make sure that you eat a balanced diet. You exercise every day. You get away from your phone and your computer. You go sweat a little bit, and you just do something good for you. The next thing you got to do is you got to set boundaries, and you got to have boundaries for yourself. You have to have boundaries for your team members. You can't let your business encroach in your family time. You have to let your team members know when and how to communicate with you. You don't have to answer the phone 24/7. You can let your messages go to voicemail. You don't have to be at everyone's beck and call. Otherwise, you will burn out. The next thing you can do is you can delegate and outsource tasks. This can be tasks that you do at home. It can also be tasks that you do with your business. As an example, I don't really like to make images for my blog, for my videos. So most of the time I hire someone to do that for me. Maybe there are certain tasks in your business that you can't or don't want to do, and you have the money and you can outsource it or delegate it. You should do that as often as possible. Next, you need to learn how to say no. A lot of people are people pleasers. I understand that, but you can't overcommit yourself. You have to learn how to say no to additional tasks or responsibilities that could lead you to burnout. You have to take breaks and time off. No one was designed to work 24/7. You should take time every hour, a few minutes for yourself to relax. What I like to do is work for about 45 minutes, take a break for about 15 minutes. I like to take every Sunday off most of the time. Have breaks throughout my workday so that I can refocus, so that I can remain productive. Number 8, variety in task. If you do the same exact task every single day, you will eventually burn out. So mix up your schedule. Maybe one day you do 3 or 4 videos. The next day you reach out to 10 or 15 prospects. The next day you schedule all your Facebook posts for the week. But mix things up and make sure every day isn't the same exact as it was the day before. Number 9 is to practice stress management. We all have stress. There's good stress and there's bad stress. Try to incorporate things such as meditation, yoga, deep breathing exercise, or mindfulness to help you cope with stress. You can go for walks, you can read a good book, you can sit in solitude for a while, but make sure you manage your stress as often as possible. Evaluate your business. This is number 10. And what I recommend you do is once a week or once a month, you set aside 15, 20 minutes and you look at your business from the outside in. You ask yourself, what am I doing that I shouldn't be doing? What am I not doing that I should be doing? What am I doing that I should be doing more of? And you just evaluate how you're spending your time so you can work smart. Number 11 is to limit negative influences. In general, there's a lot of negativity on social media. There's a lot of negativity in the news. You want to minimize that as much as possible. If you have a team member who's always bitching and moaning and complaining and whining, you want to limit the amount of time that you spend with them. If you have friends that are constantly busting your chops, breaking you down, giving you a hard time about doing the business, you want to minimize the time that you spend with them. And you want to make sure that you put more positive into your mind than you do negative. Number 12 is to celebrate achievements. You should celebrate every achievement that you experience in the business, whether it's big or small. When you sponsor someone, you should celebrate your success. When you add new team members, you should celebrate your success. This will help boost your motivation and it will keep you from being burnt out. Number 13 is to reduce perfectionism. Now, this isn't something I struggle with, but if you are an analytical type, which I'm analytical, but I'm not a perfectionist, but if you want everything to be perfect, that's going to lead to burnout because we all make mistakes. And guess what? Nothing is ever going to be perfect. So try to adopt the mindset that good enough is good enough rather than worrying that everything you say or do is going to be perfect. And then number 14 is the final tip, and that's to evaluate your time investment. And that's where you look at the ROI of your activities that you're doing for your business. And you'd focus more on the 20% that are giving you 80% of the results rather than focusing on the 80% that are giving you 20% of the results. So are you working smart? Are you spending most of your time on the income-producing activities, or are you filling your day with busy work just so you feel like you're being busy in your business? So these are my best tips on managing burnout. Just realize we all get burnout at some point in the business. It's okay. It's normal. Everybody in every career experiences burnout at some point. This is why it's important to take care of yourself, to have scheduled breaks, to take time away from your business, and to follow the 14 tips that we just shared in this training. I hope you got some value from this. I encourage you to check out the resources in the description box below this training. We have tools, training, resources, things that can help you grow your network marketing business. Also, if you could like, comment, share, and subscribe, that will help our channel out a lot. We post new content every single day, so make sure you check back often and be sure to check out our other training as well. Thanks again. Have a great day. I'll see you at the top.